So it says disrupted sleep is sometimes caused by a sleep disorder such as restless leg syndrome.
Restless leg syndrome.
I have got restless arm syndrome.
Or sleep apnea, which is Big Fatty. Because right. I have talked about how I've shared the hotel rooms with him.
Yes.
And he has almost choked himself to death while sleeping.
And this wasn't just a breathing problem. He literally put his hands around his neck and he was trying to choke himself.
It says, talk to your doctor about sleep if you often take more than 30 minutes to fall asleep, wake up several times a night and have troubles going back to sleep, often fall asleep during the day, snore or gasp during sleep, have creeping, tingling, or crawling feelings in your legs that are relieved by moving them.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online!
And he has almost choked himself to death while sleeping.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode LEM26 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 22th of May 2012, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Show y'all, we're gonna give you a full report of what the doctor said. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, anticipators. Big Fatty, you hit it right on the head. We're all anticipating what you're going to say. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Dear Gussie. Y'all, today was the big day. The big day that Big Fatty Burger went back to El Doctoro, which, of course, is Mexican for El Doctoro. And, y'all, I am pleased to say that y'all, it was a good report. There are a few things that still need a little work, but y'all, all in all, y'all, he was delighted. He was delighted. Yes, Big Freddy, it's always good to keep El Doctoro delighted. Y'all, the only thing is, you know, I thought I was going in just to get the results of my blood work, but y'all, for some reason, there was a testicular exam and a digital rectal exam. So I don't understand what that was all about, but you know, yes, Big Freddy, everybody needs a thrill on Blueberry Hill. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I've received a textimonium here. Oh, dear Gussie. All right, well, anyway. Y'all, let's see here. Well, I'll just run down the list of things here, y'all, because I've got the comparisons here. Y'all, the cholesterol... The total cholesterol dropped from 150 to 129, and 0 to 199 is considered normal. The HDL, which is the good cholesterol, y'all didn't do a damn thing. Did not move an inch. It's still low. It's still low, so we got to work on that. Y'all, this is the thing that he was very excited about. Y'all, the triglycerides, which are very much, affected by the sugars and carbohydrates, y'all. They dropped. The average is from 0 to 149. Y'all, Big Fatty before was 211. Big Fatty, that's not good. And y'all, it went from 211 to 125. Big Fatty, that's damn good. Y'all, he was delighted with that. He was like, I can't believe it's fallen that much. And I said, thank you for calling. Y'all, and the other thing that he was very, very happy about was my hemoglobin. And y'all, that sounds like some sort of a gay crema costume. What are you going to dress up as this year? I'm going as a hemoglobin. But the good range is from 4 to 6%, and y'all, Big Fatty is now at 5%. Y'all, I don't know if I don't see the hemoglobin from the previous time, but y'all, he says that is the best indicator of how the sugar by DTs is doing. And y'all, he says, Big Freddy, you're out of the woods. You're no longer diabetic. And I said, thank you for calling. Y'all, the glucose is still a little bit on the high side. But he says that with the exercise, that will improve. And y'all, we talked about not being able to exercise. So this was all strictly on diet. This was a surprise for Big Fatty. The bad cholesterol, the LDL, the range is 0 to 100, and before it was 79, and this time it was 75. Y'all, the bad cholesterol actually dropped. I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it, because y'all, you know, I had predicted that it was going to go up, but y'all, it actually dropped. And the VLDL, which I don't have any idea. Y'all, there's so many numbers on this piece of paper. And the cholesterol to good cholesterol ratio, it's still a little high, but that's because my good cholesterol is a little low. But y'all, it has dropped significantly also. And the VLD, I don't have any idea what that, y'all. It sounds like an accessory on a new automobile. Could I get that with a VLDL? Yes, McFreddy. Y'all, it dropped from the range is 5 to 40, and it dropped from a 42 down to a 25. Y'all, Big Freddy, it just sounds lovely, just lovely. And so, y'all, I am just absolutely delighted. It puts a little pep in the step. A little pep in the step. And y'all, I'm just going to continue as things are going. That's what he suggested. He wants me to go back for blood work again on the 15th of August. Could you write that down, John Kobach? The 15th of August. Put that on your calendar. And because, you know, John Kobach keeps up with my medical malady. Yes, Big Freddy. He has a special calendar just for my medical appointments. So anyway, there you go. And y'all, I'm just delighted. I am just delighted. And Big Freddy, we hear happiness in your voice. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, Gussie, y'all back over here at Spot and Big Fatty. Y'all got to try to catch up. Y'all, Rob, Lurker Rob up there in the Illinois. Y'all, he spotted Big Fatty on a banner, on a street banner. He's there, and it says, his story inspired a nation. His music inspires the world. Big Fatty, don't you know it? Y'all, then that Patrick Plain up there in the New York, New York. So nice they named it twice. Y'all, he spotted Big Fatty leaning up against a fire hydrant, and it says, Big Fatty gets an enema. So anyway, y'all, don't forget, the next one is call the BFO and do an impression of Big Fatty, or me, Big Fatty, Poodle McDoodle. And y'all, that's going on through the end of the month, so y'all get on that. Y'all, Big Fatty was celebrating the Twilight Zone Day, and y'all, it appears to be... is that the Vons? As one of those horrifying things. And y'all, then Big Fatty is celebrating Fatigue Syndrome Day. Y'all, he's stuck under the truck. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that I heard from a listener, and I won't mention any names, but y'all evidently, you know that little badge to save the open the lodge. We want our beaver. Y'all evidently it put some sort of a beaver virus on the computers of some people. So y'all please don't download that. Dear Gussie McMussie, it didn't happen to Big Fatty's Macintosh. Because, you know, yes, Big Fatty, we know. But anyway, y'all, I forgot to tell you, on yesterday's little show, you know, when I was talking about the coupon, y'all, one of the things, y'all, it was a good coupon, because y'all, have you been to the store and bought cards lately? Lord have mercy, cards are just expensive. And you know, if you get the 99-cent ones, y'all, you know what they look like? They look like a 99-cent card. But y'all, the Von's East had a buy one and get one for free of the Hallmark cards. So y'all, I got one for my brother's birthday, and y'all, I got one for Father's Day, because you know that's coming up. That is coming up in June, not to the 17th of June, but you know it's coming up. So y'all went ahead and got it while the selection was good. So y'all make your selections now while the selection is good. Y'all, yesterday, Big Fatty, you fucked it up, is what you did. Y'all, Big Fatty always records the little show in the late afternoon or early evening, and y'all, then he posts it and has it, or he uploads it, and then he sets it to post at early in the morning of the new day. Well, y'all, I fucked it up, and the Monday show posted on Sunday evening. Y'all, I hit the wrong button. And so some people got the Monday little show early. You know, there are some that get it early every day, but they're sneaky. They are just sneaky. But anyway, don't expect that to happen again unless you fuck it up again, Big Crummy. So anyway, y'all, you know, I had the home telephone cut off. I just had it canceled. And y'all, I called the number, and it says, me, me, me. The number you have called has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you think you've reached this message in error, please try again. So, y'all, I tried again, and I got the same message. So, y'all, it has officially been disconnected. But, y'all, the strangest thing, y'all, I still have a dial tone if I pick up the phone here in the Fat Cave. I don't understand that. I just don't understand that. I guess if I push a button on there, they're going to charge me $10 or something like that. And, you know, that's how they get you. So I'm not sure how that works. But anyway, y'all, I was on the Twitty. Earlier today, and that Big Ricky, who we'll see down there at the Gaddies next week, y'all, he... he posted a picture. Oh, if I was thinner, I would love to have this coat. And y'all, it was a jacket that had a white pipe. It was like a blue jacket and had white piping on it, and piping on the pockets and everything. And I posted back. Oh, that looks like the coat that Captain Kangaroo wrote in that veritable Virgo. Yes, it kind of does, Big Fatty. And y'all, Big Ricky goes, who's that? Y'all, he didn't know who Captain Kangaroo was. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it, dear Gussie McMussie. Y'all, it's another one of those things. Y'all, I just don't know. I just don't know, but y'all, I hope if you don't know who Captain Kangaroo is, that you go and do a little research, because y'all, you've missed out on a treasure. It's a treasure just like that, just like the lodge, y'all. It's just a treasure. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, you know, I mentioned on yesterday's little show, I hadn't heard from anybody about the reservations, and y'all, sure enough, Monday morning, I get a message from the Ramble Reedheed, that he's made his reservation, for the Pride 48, And now's the time to be doing that. Y'all, I can guarantee you the damn prices are not going to go down. They're not going to go down. So y'all get over there and get them reserved and send Big Fatty the information. Remember, I need your real name. I need your confirmation number, your arrival date, your departure date, how many will be in your party, Big Fatty, and their names. I need their names if there's going to be other people in your party. So, y'all, get them on over there. Now, y'all, one change, you know, we do the state of the station. Y'all, I'll tell you what that is in a second. We generally do the state of the station on the first Monday of each month. Well, that's going to change for June, and probably for the rest of the summer also. Y'all, the state of the station for June is going to be on the 11th of June instead of on the 4th. So mark your calendars for that right now. And y'all, as we get closer, we will be having more and more updates. And if you're going to do a little show for Pride 48, let Arthur know that too. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, the ginger bear got me thinking, you know, he didn't know who Captain Kangaroo is, and y'all, I guarantee you, he don't know who Ms. Miller is either. And y'all, there are many of you, I'm sure, that are going, Big Freddy, who the hell is Ms. Miller? And it's not Mr. Miller's wife. Y'all, Lillian Dorothy Miller was born May 26, 1897, and died April the 1st, 1990, out there in Los Angeles. And she was better known as Miss Miller, and was a regular audience member of various American television variety shows from the 50s through the 80s. Miller was first a regular audience member of The Tonight Show throughout Steve Allen's and Jack Paar's tenures as host. Miss Miller was even brought along when the New York City-based show would go on location to places such as Havana, Cuba, Hollywood, California, and Niagara Falls. She became such a fixture on the show that she was forced to join the American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, the TV Actors Union. When Paar left The Tonight Show to star in his primetime, the Jack Paar program in 1962, Miss Miller became a regular on that program, as well as on The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson and The Merv Griffin Show. On at least one Paar program on November 29, 1962, Miss Miller was an on-stage guest alongside Liberace and Cassius Clay. Even with numerous network and syndicator changes, as well as a changing of base from New York to Hollywood, Miss Miller remained a fixture on Griffith's program throughout its run, which ended in 1986. She was sometimes featured in the commercials for Griffin's show. She was also a regular on the Carol Burnett Show, frequently bantering with Burnett during the program's opening question and answer session with the audience. During the mid-80s, Miss Miller was a frequent guest at the Limelight in Atlanta, Georgia. She hosted parties, met with then-Mayor Andrew Young, and danced the night away with other celebrities. I wonder if George in Atlanta was one of those celebrities. She had been photographed many times by entertainment photographer Guy D'Alema when she was in the limelight. Miss Miller had a daytime job as a government government typist, but retired in 1958 due to eye trouble. She began her audience career with radio programs in 1940, and was living in 1948. She was living in Hollywood, California. She first went on the stage in 1949, helping Sammy Kaye lead his band on his radio show, You Want to Lead a Band. And she moved back east to New York City and then Philadelphia, and then back to New York. Y'all, Ms. Miller, or Miss Miller, y'all, she, you know, yes, Big Freddy, she's just an old hag. I wonder, she probably had restless arm syndrome too, or something else.
Yeah. And he's almost choked himself to death while sleeping.
Big Fetty, snoring's been replaced by farting now.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.